Just a little late on this podcast. I've been in meetings for the first 6 hours of the day. And I hope that's it for the day and I don't have to go back this evening. I want to talk briefly on a really interesting subject. I had this question from one Georgina Mayer in London, and when I just looked at her question, I was going to just use it as one of those questions when I do multiple questions, just answered in a minute or two. But then the answer really sort of, the paradox of the answer or the thesis, antithesis of it caught me, because it's so it was so wonderful and it's so representative of what Krishna consciousness is and the importance of understanding the essence of things as opposed to the details of things. Anyway, let me tell you what her question was. Her question was, what is our opinion of Mounavrata? And Mounavrata means to take a vow of silence. Don't talk at all. Of course, our answer to that is that in Krishna consciousness, the Mounavrata is you just talk about Krishna, and that was going to be my answer. And that is the answer. What really caught me was what a real world of difference in the actual activities itself. In one is always talk, and the other one is never talk. Because the essence is that you should not talk nonsense. That's the basic siddhanta. And if you don't have anything constructive to talk, then you just, you know, go away into the corner like a good boy and, you know, be quiet. But if you have something useful to talk, then talk all the time. So it's a real contrast. I remember before I actually joined, I was reading many books. One of the books I was reading was by Meher Baba. And his claim to fame was that prior to his having died, he was already dead by the time that I was reading those books, which was in the late 60s. His claim to fame was that he had for 40 years or so kept a Mounavrata, a vow of silence. He wouldn't talk. He wrote books, but he didn't talk. And of course, that's such a different thing than what we learned from Srila Prabhupada, which is, yes, by all means, we should speak. We should speak and glorify Krishna. So this real contrast is such a wonderful thing, this real contrast between knowing the details of something and really knowing the principle of something. The details of Mona are talk all day long or don't talk at all. And it's a really contrasting thing. If you're going to talk about Krishna, then talk all day long. Satatam kirtayantumam. And if you're just going to talk nonsense, then like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami, Gramya katana shunime grana vartana kahibe. He says, just don't do gossip, village talk. And this is why it's such an important thing to know the essence of things, because sometimes the externals, the activities with the same essential philosophy or teachings may appear contradictory. And that's why often, you know, devotees have these questions. Oh, can you please resolve this apparent contradiction? And they point out contradictions. But there's no contradiction when we really grasp the essence. For instance, Arjuna, this is the whole theme of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna thought that renunciation is all about giving everything up. and just giving up material life and going away. But Krishna told him something to the opposite. Krishna told him that he should fight, and that is real renunciation, because he's giving up his own selfish desire for a peaceful life and harmonious life, and he's ultimately dedicating all of his energy and mind and words and intelligence to serving Krishna. So two completely different things. Going off into the forest and fighting on the battlefield. If you got nothing constructive to do in life, then if there's no constructive work that you can do by which you can serve Krishna, then go off to the forest. You're not wanted. But if you can put your life to work in Krishna's service, then work all day and all night. So once again, that same contrast is again there. No work or constant work. The essence is, what is it that you're working for? So that was my thoughts for today. And we'll continue again tomorrow. And Hare Krishna.